Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So, folks, I intend to call out the legislators that vote on this. House Bill 800 is being heard in committee today. The author of that bill is Representative Beaulieu. He represents the parishes of Iberia, Lafayette, and St. Martin Parish. He is located at New Iberia. You can just Google him. His phone number's there. You can call him and let him know what you think about this issue. And we will call out House and Governmental Affairs, the committee. He is the chairman as to the votes that they take today. And we'll continue to call out each and every one of the legislators that vote on this issue. That's how important I think this is, that we're taking a haphazard way and approach to it. And here to talk to us a little bit more about this is Andronica Morris, Executive Director for Housing NOLA. Andronica, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Newell. Thanks for having me back.
So, Andronica, obviously, you've been looking at this very closely as well. A lot of different agency heads, local government and others. Some are willing to stand up and say something, others not so much. What say you?
We say that this is a terrible idea, the way that this is being done, and we're not sure we're going to get any of the changes that we need to our Constitution. Everyone agrees that our Constitution needs to be changed, but there is something to be said for process, and there's something to be said for clear intent. And what we're hearing, what we heard yesterday in particular, is this is all about money and power. This is about cracking into protected pots of money, like protected pots of money around education that will actually impact our rural school systems disproportionately if those funds are no longer protected, making it easier for the legislature and for the governor to put in place things that protect corporations and remove, in the name of deregulation, protecting corporations and removing our protections, people's protections. And we've seen that as this legislature has rushed through bill after bill after bill to help insurance companies and done very little to help consumers. And this is one more shrimp on that body. And we can't let it. We cannot do this way. Not in the name. If we're talking about protecting the people of Louisiana, this is not how we do this.
No, I agree. In fact, I got someone who says, Newell, who are your representatives? Mine is the president of the Senate, Cameron Henry, and Lori Schlegel is my representative. And I can promise you, if either one of these folks vote for House Bill 800, I will not ever vote for them again. Because I think, as you, I suspect, Andronica, they're shortchanging public input in this expedited fashion that's being laid out. They don't want to hear from us. They don't want to hear from us until everything is ultimately done and then they put it up for a vote for us, put it up for a vote where it's going to be a very, I don't know how it's going to be presented on the ballot, right?
Right.
and no one has explained there's an art to how these things are presented on a ballot, right? Either this is going to be the longest ballot. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Former Attorney General Landry is very familiar with the art of crafting ballot initiatives. That's the Attorney General's job. That's part of their job. And you were going there to the other place is that this can't be the first time people see the substance of this Constitution cannot be in a ballot box. And that's what this is set up for. There's no other way for the average citizen to engage around this in the process that they're laying out. There's not going to be any opportunity for extended hearings, for testimony, for community input and outreach. I mean, when we change every 10 years, when we change the maps for the census, there's actually a roadshow. There's a lot of conversation that's happening. Why in the world would we do anything less for changing a document that's 50 years old? Why would we, something we do every 10 years takes months, years of time and deliberative community engagement so people know that it's going on. And we actually pay people to go talk to people to do the census. And changing the state constitution is something we're going to get done in 2 weeks with some people, with two thirds of a legislature that were elected by default.
So, you raise an important issue that I've not really thought about, whether or not there's legally that there's this notion of a limited constitutional convention and whether or not there's any precedent for that.
Right.
That's kind of it. Has anyone really defined what a limited constitutional convention is?
Well, that's also a big part of the problem. There's just not real clarity around what is going to be, what does it mean to even limit it, and then what's off the table. They've made it very clear this is about money. Neil Abramson yesterday, one of the few clear comments he made was about doing this on this time frame to address budgetary shortfalls. That's one of the clearest statements I've heard about what they intend to do now. They don't talk about what that means, right? Does that mean the homestead exemption is going to be up for grabs? Because if we get rid of income taxes, we've got to make up those shortfalls in other ways, right? And then how does that decision happen in less than 2 weeks? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo?
Well, but you know what's interesting to me is that we already know that we've got a $500 million deficit, according to Abramson. In his comments, he said next year. And that's not even taken into consideration things that this legislative body's passing right now to actually increase that deficit. So whether you're you're for or against educational voucher, that actually has some cost to it. Some say it could be as high as $300 million. That's added to the deficit. So we're very concerned about changing the Constitution in order to give us more flexibility as to where to make cuts during a legislative session that we're actually increasing the amount of the deficit. How do we square that up? I mean, that sounds like hypocrisy to me.
Right. I mean, and again, this is what I was talking about earlier. We're continuing to make choices in the name of deregulation to help corporations, and we're losing protections for ourselves. Brake tags is a perfect example of this. Legislature is moving to get rid of brake tags. And most people know one of the things that we're concerned about insurance beside the homes is car insurance. Uninsured motorists is one of the biggest costs that we have with car insurance. And one tool that people have to keep unsafe cars off the road are brake tags. In addition to the fact that it actually generates revenue for the state, it's actually, as much as people don't like these kinds of things, we've got to get folks thinking about not just the inconvenience of these kinds of protections, but the protection and the protection, right? The fact that folks, you know, law enforcement can see a car that doesn't have a brake tag on it and say, hey, this car's got to get off the road. That, like, yeah, it's a real easy way to make sure that unsafe cars aren't on the road.
I think that bill is going to get parked, you know, and is where I understand, because they can't find the dollars to make up for the dollar for the loss of the revenue there, much like a lot of other things that are being passed. And obviously, you know, they put the burden on local government to pay for a whole lot of these other things that they pass up there. And that's the danger of when the state legislature goes into session. And it's going to be,
exactly.
I just don't like where we're about 35, 36 days out from when they want to start this thing. And we have no agenda. We have no list of items that we desire to move from constitutional protection to revised statute. And when I hear Neil Abramson, very smart person, and others talk it in this way that we shouldn't be concerned because we're not really doing anything of any consequence, according to Jim Tucker, there is no haste here to change anything of substance, then why are we doing it?
Right, exactly. Exactly. And again, I mean, it's all how you define substance. They made it very clear they're worried about budgetary shortfall. $500 million is substantive to me, substantive to you. It's substantive to the people of Louisiana. That is substantive. And we just need them to be clear about this. And why not turn this into a study resolution? Why not figure this out? It took 3 years last time. Maybe we don't have to do 3 years, but we shouldn't do less than 3 weeks. That's where we are right now. We're talking about doing this in less than 2 weeks.
Is this going on vacation?
And I'm
going to say this again, not to repeat myself ad nauseum. If my legislators vote for this House Bill 800 by Beau Loo, not voting for them ever again. And that's how strongly I feel about this issue. And folks, if you've never called your legislator before, now's the time to call your legislative representative. And local government better be awake at the wheel, because this is not going to be pretty for them by any stretch of the imagination in my mind. And we'll see. We'll see what the call is, but they're not limited to that. I mean, so even if they put out the agenda, the list, once you open that door, who knows what legislator is going to end up introducing something, amending something, doing otherwise, and it just doesn't seem right to the public that we not having an opportunity to weigh in. As always, Andronika Morris, appreciate your time, your insight. Have a great week. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for joining. Thank you for having me, Newell. Appreciate it.
Andronika Morris, Executive Director for Housing NOLA. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.